I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. According to UNICEF, there are about 140 million orphans on our globe today. Orphans Heart is working year-round to help vulnerable children and their families find long-term solutions for the future. Is this something you're passionate about, too? And do you have a desire to share the gospel? Are you a student? Then you might want to consider checking out Orphans Heart internship program. Deanna Burkus of Orphans Heart.
We're looking for young individuals between the ages of 18 and about 29 to travel with us for an extended short-term mission during their summertime. So we have opportunities in Guatemala, in the Dominican Republic, Uganda, and Latvia this year. So we're really excited about that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And Christmas often involves gatherings of family and loved ones, but what if some of your family members aren't followers of Jesus? Christmas can be a great time to share the gospel, but how do you witness to them? Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries has a few tips. First of all, he says, figure out your hope story.
Your hope story is about the difference he makes in your life. So what you want to do when you write out your hope story is talk about what's different about your lonely times. Because you have Jesus. What's different about your stressful times? About your when the world's spinning out of control times?
And second, when you share your hope story, keep the focus on Jesus.
Jesus said, follow me. Now when people say, yeah, but what about the hypocrites? And what about those Christians? And well, hold on. Jesus didn't say, follow my followers. He said, follow me.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dinica Erdell. And you can get your copy for free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.